Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
And just bring it on to the air.
That's what I always say about everything.
Right, Don?
Put it up for a vote.
Yeah, we could do that. ENN, Anthony Pusick here, Peter and Don as well. Mike
Boys ass!
Yankee game that is now 3-2 in the bottom of the third.
Oh.
Anthony Volpe with a 2-run home run. ENN is brought to you by our good friends at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
Come get some!
Yeah!
Oh, I love it in stereo. Ray Santiago sitting in there, getting ready
I saw that.
Big...
What are we eating, Ray?
Getting ready for the big Rangers-Canes game 3.
Get all this rundown.
Pizza got today. The Chinese food. What are you feeling?
I don't understand these producers. I don't get it.
What?
They put all this work in the rundown for the Rangers and Knicks.
And not
all
about
this, put all
food.
The reads. Did it for the Jet. And you know what I want? I want to know what I'm eating.
Okay. I'm sure
I can wing the 30 minutes.
Well, what do you mean?
What
do you
I can't
mean by
do is eat air.
First
do you want wings for 30 minutes?
Knicks and Rangers.
Well, let's do some. Let's do some pizza.
All right. So he's on pizza. So that's pizza. Don, of course, will have the pre-intermission and post-game, 6:30, immediately following us here
that's
on
right.
98.7 and the ESPN New York app. Let's
Ray
start
Rowe.
On Ray Rowe by saying good evening to Michael.
I didn't get the memo that I'm now a member of the Knick City Dancers.
You think that'd come to that's him in like true. An email, maybe?
I don't think the Knick City Dancers are necessarily rooting for the Knicks.
Oh, my. Hi, Michael.
I think they're rooting for themselves to dance well.
You don't think they care one way or the other?
No.
But they are the New York Knicks.
You know what Michael has to say about that?
Hmm. No disrespect. Man, a little bit of a doofus.
Now, you'd never get any of them to admit that because they're Knick City dancers. But they're dancers. And they dance at designated times during the course of the game. They're all professionals. I don't know if they've got a rooting interest in the team.
So, kind of like the Mets dance crew. You don't
I don't even pay attention to
you
them.
You don't pay attention.
First of all, I have no use for cheerleaders. No, I mean, as far as me, I'm good. Good for them. They're doing what they love to do. I find it unnecessary. I'm at a game.
I'm not a fan.
I'm good.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
No.
All right, Don?
I think I speak for Michael. We really weren't sure about you until this.
And that was just till today.
And this is one of my favorite ones. Good evening, Peter.
Tommy, quick in the wild. What is it?
We lose Tommy?
Around
there he is. What is it?
That was a huge mistake. ENN coming up next.
I would love if I could build it. Rodney can help me out here. If you go over time, every call sounds like that, and you don't hit the mark that's on the screen. If that happened, that would be great.
Anthony was rooting against that call when you took.
I was 100% rooting against that call.
He didn't want it to work out in the first place.
Didn't
so you
want
got,
to.
We got, so you got what you wanted.
I
you
did,
got,
I
you
did.
Were a little out of line yourself with that.
Why?
Because we missed the clock. And then you take another call. And that call was a guy that was clearly high.
Missed the clock? I mean, what standard are you even living in? We still were into ENN earlier than we are.
Oh, don't
we
get
were
me
for
wrong.
An entire generation.
It has nothing to do with how long I'm going to be on the air. It's just a matter of staying consistent.
I mean, I
look for the consistency.
Yeah. You know what? Both of you can go scratch.
Interesting.
I'm just saying. Relative to a lot of days, we were still fine. I that wasn't an egregious.
I don't.
I've taken. There have been calls taken at 6:01.
That
I mean,
has
that
happened.
Was, yeah, that was what 55 and a half. I mean, that was pretty clean.
I'm not calling you out. I'm just telling you what happened. Anthony was rooting against that call.
Well, and look what
and
he did.
Words of Billy Joel, Piano Man.
Exactly. Thank you.
I did enjoy that. That was very good. Those are nice. Those are nice frames you got there, by the way.
Thank you. Don't try to make up for it.
Something on the side. No, you know.
But these are gorgeous glasses. Unfortunately, not to be viewed right now on television because of the S Network.
And happy birthday, Billy Joel.
She's got a way about
like even.
I don't remember that. Was I in?
I don't know when that was from.
She's got a way about
like even.
Well, there's Peter. So Peter was definitely.
Peter was there.
I was there.
I don't know when that was from. I'd have to go back and look and see when that was from. But in case you missed it, and I don't know how, and we talked about it a lot today, the Knicks won Game 2 last night. It looked pretty bleak, down 10 at the half. No Jalen Brunson. Questionable to return with... At first, TNT was calling it a groin issue. Then the press was speculating it was a hand issue. And then we find out it's a foot issue. Foot stuff, as Aaron Boone would say if he was a baseball player. But Brunson comes out, like Willis Reed, on the day of the Willis Reed game. Plays in the second half, does a fantastic job. Knicks lose OG Anunoby in the process, but they do win the game. Which begs the question on Get Up this morning, and Shanae Ogunwoke was asked, is Jalen Brunson a superstar?
He is, and he comes in an unlikely package. Yeah. And I think because he's doing it for New York, it's truly impressive. And this is a guy who leads in fourth quarter scoring in the postseason. In the clutch time, that's 5 minutes left, game within five. He leads in that scoring. He leads all players in dribbles. 24 of his 29 points came in the second half. That is a body bag. He is killing his opponents.
He is.
To me, overall, yes, when you think superstars, you want to say, like, oh, my grandma knows who that player is, right? Mm-hmm. LeBron, Steph, he may not be at that level yet because it comes in an unlikely package, but it is so meaningful knowing that New York has found their guy and he's doing it defying all.
Let me tell you why people are confused with Jalen Brunson and a superstar.
Okay.
He would be more of a superstar if he pouted after losses and didn't talk to the media and would only talk to the media if they promoted his podcast, if he got coaches fired, if he called out his teammates, didn't hold himself accountable for mistakes that were made on the court, load management, then he would be a superstar. Because that's what a superstar is in the NBA. That's what I love about Jalen Brunson. Don't think he's a superstar. Good. Hate this team. Good. Because everything that sucks about the NBA, the Knicks are the exact opposite. That's why everybody that should be rooting for this Knicks team, and if you don't have a rooting interest, you should be rooting for them. If you're somebody that, like me sometimes, I'm not a big NBA guy, watch and follow the Knicks because they're the anti-NBA. But if Jalen Brunson did all the things that I listed, everybody would have no problem making him a superstar. But because he's a good guy, and he's a good teammate, and he makes players around him better, and he talks to the media, and he cares about winning, and cares about playing every single minute, you forget that he's actually a superstar.
And he's a super duper star.
All right, that can get point guard again. That was good, Don. I never really thought of it that way.
Which part?
Just the way everyone always thinks. Oh, Jalen Brunson's not a superstar because he's not as good as those players. But it's actually just the qualities that Don mentioned that he doesn't portray that a lot of the players in the NBA that are considered superstars portray.
Well, again, you don't listen to what I say. You only listen to Michael and Don.
Well, that's interesting that you say that.
Because you would have heard me on this very same program over the last couple of days talk about how literally every time this guy opens his mouth, everything he says is right. He is.
Oh, no,
it's not just what he does on the floor. Everything about Jalen Brunson is superstar.
Well, one of the great things about this show is we all make points.
I know, but mine seem to get ignored, buried, swept under the rug.
Listen, this is very.
People called earlier about conspiracies. No one mentioned this one, the anti-Rosenberg agenda. We've seen it before. Oh,
okay. I don't think anybody's ever called about an anti-Rosenberg agenda.
You know what, though? Trust me, the people on Twitter, the Knicks fans, they heard what I did at 3 o'clock. They heard what I did. They knew I wrapped up the point guard by 3:10.
Speaking of people who don't want to see the Knicks win. Well, maybe he wants to see them win this round, but Charles Barkley on TNT last night.
Not a fan. Care who wins. Cut it out. I don't care who wins, but I will tell you what, I would love to see them get their ass stomped by the Celtics. That'd be great. Then you care who wins. I mean, I'm just saying, whoever wins this series is going to get stomped by the Celtics.
Well, you said you'd be happy to see it.
Yeah, because the New Yorkers, y'all deserve it. Because y'all think y'all the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Tell them, Chuck.
Come on, y'all ain't that good in New York.
What else, Chuck?
Come on, man. Y'all overrated.
What else, Chuck?
It's because y'all make good pizza and good bagels.
And what else, Chuck?
And what else, Brian?
Hey, hold on, Chuck. Don't forget about the...
So, you know, they can't, I ain't going to say anything bad about the street meat. I love
street meat. That's like Shaq telling him, this isn't viral yet. Keep going.
That's just Shaq knowing what good television is. I love it. That's so good.
Oh, man.
And by the way, I mean, Chuck's having fun. If you... Listen, you should be annoyed about it in like a fun way. But if you think that Chuck's not working you to just have you enjoy the show.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I'll say this too. You got to go all in, right? Because Shaq and Charles Barkley were the two guys that said, if the Knicks play the Pacers, I'm taking the Pacers. And this was before the playoffs and everything else. So you got to double down at this point. You can't be the guy to jump on the bandwagon and go, well, now I believe in this Knicks team. If this is the team that you saw and nothing has changed, in fact, they've probably gotten worse because they're actually more depleted than they were. Why would you now think, oh, yeah, the Knicks are definitely going
to
win?
Yeah, I guess you're right. There is nothing has been done to make these guys believe that this team is more talented or likely to win. If anything, it's just made them think higher of Jalen Brunson.
That's, but also Penny that, has changed his mind.
Well, about how great Brunson
about
is.
About how great Brunson is. But
then,
and that is it.
But then at the same time, they're going to go, yeah, but he can't keep this up and beat the Celtics by himself. As a Celtics fan, I just don't love this like assumption that the Celtics are just like they're just going to keep rolling.
See,
and there's going to be no problem.
But this is what I was talking about. That's why Nick Van should be happy that nobody's respecting.
Yeah, I agree. It's a way better spot to be in.
Because Peter can't enjoy this run because everybody thinks they're going to squash every opponent. And,
I mean, they are.
I don't know, but I think so it's far realistic. They were clearly better than everybody else, but this current Celtic team has not won anything yet.
No.
That's fair.
And when the pressure has been on in previous seasons, I hate to say it, but Jason Tatum has kind of wilted. So did Jaylen Brown. So are they going to step up in a conference finals and a final? That's the thing. Now, listen, if I were in looking at this entire thing on paper, the Celtics should win the championship. Nothing has changed in that regard. Them being the favorite right now looks as legit as ever. But I have a hunch that whoever comes out of this series, and I think it still will be the Knicks, if they have OG Anunoby back, that will still be a very interesting series with the Celtics. Now, we found out just before ENN that OG's out tomorrow. And if you pay attention to this basketball team, how many times has OG missed one game? Has that ever happened since he's been here?
And hamstrings aren't something you typically bounce back from.
Typically, hamstrings are a problem. They can be a multi-game, multi-week problem. And from what I recall, every time we got an OG questionable, OG out, it was a couple of games. So I'm being super careful knowing what OG's like, guys. There's part of me that's thinking, let's just make sure we're able to win game five. You know what I mean? Which I know is a crazy thing to think about. Maybe you get super lucky and you steal one in Indiana, but if OG's not 100% and Jalen's questionable for tomorrow.
Well, I got to tell you, if you get
props to them for winning last night. Let me just say it again. Props they got that
game. If you get second half Brunson, which was, quite frankly, to me, just as good as the Brunson that was in game one, OG was the only reason, in my opinion, that game was even close, down 10 at the half, because he had an unbelievable first half.
Agreed.
He was fantastic. Without him, he was basically the offense, even though Brunson was good in the first while he was playing.
Well, and we all agree. I mean,
he's the reason.
They lose OG. If they were to somehow lose OG and Brunson.
Well, Michael said that yesterday, and it almost.
It would be 4-2. It would be. Hold on, ready?
Yeah.
That would be the heart and soul of the team completely gone. But that's not going to happen. Hopefully, they get OG back for game four. But I maintain, if Jalen Brunson's at like 55, 60%, if he doesn't say I'm totally good, I'm telling you guys, I strongly consider sitting Brunson also in game
three. Definitely a conversation we have tomorrow for sure. Yeah. Just to see, and I don't think we're going to get anything before Tibbs talks to the media before the game tomorrow, which you'll be able to hear right here on 98.7.
That's right.
But I would be curious if there was any, like, you know, he might have some limitations, this, that, and the other. You might be right, Peter, because if he could be like, I know I'll be good on Sunday, maybe you take your chances on game three.
I don't say
punt on it, because that's not something they do, Don.
No, that's not what they do. This would not be a...
It's got to be a whole... I keep using the analogy, you know, lose the battle to win the war. But the doctors are going to look and say, all right, you can't hurt it anymore. Whatever the injury is, go play. But if it's something that you could actually aggravate to the point where he could be missing multiple games, hey, what's the worst case scenario? You go back to New York 2-2. It's a best of three series with two of the games at Madison Square Garden, and you can get back to your full complementary of health, then that's the way to go. Now, if you win game three, then it doesn't matter anyway. But come on.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Guys, Celebrity Row has been full. at Madison Square Garden for both the Knicks and the Rangers, particularly the Knicks. There was almost a Knicks alumni row last night, which was pretty cool. Did you guys also see an old friend of the Garden was there last night?
An old friend of the Garden.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if you can figure it out from here. Now, if that wasn't clear enough, Josh Hart really wanted to clarify it on TNT.
All right, here's my boys.
I think that's a f*** you.
Josh Hart coming over.
Now, that, of course, was Josh Hart talking to TNT's Reggie Miller, who we all know is a big fan of playing at Madison Square Garden, and Knick fans, vice versa, a big fan of him. I saw Spike Lee actually take two of the newspaper backs that had him and Reggie on it and had him sign them last night. So it's nice that they've kind of mended fences a little bit. But, of course, Reggie in lore at MSG for all the wrong reasons for what he did to the Knicks got serenaded very strongly at the end of that game when it was in hand.
You guys seeing this thing moving around?
What would that be?
That NBC Universal is nearing a deal for the third NBA package, and it would be Basketball Night in America.
Get John Tush.
A $2.5 billion package annually.
Okay.
That's not nothing.
And TNT's parent company, Warner, it's saying, according to this article, may need to raise its offer to $2.8 billion to retain its rights. This, of course, would spell the end of Inside the NBA, unless, of course, NBC were to go out and hire everybody, but we already know that would not include EJ.
Ernie Johnson, for those not in the know. And no offense to Ernie.
We can't play. NBC's trying to buy this back, too. We can't
the fart
play.
Version.
We're going to get trademarked on it. We can't do it.
I still go after those guys without Ernie.
Oh, listen. Charles Barkley is going to be very high in demand, and reports already indicate that he is, for both for our network and others. Don, we just saw it with TNT, actually the reverse, where NBC Sports lost hockey and TNT essentially adopted most of the NBC broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out very well. That inside of, I wouldn't say inside the NBA, the pre- and post-game show that TNT puts on is fantastic for hockey, and it's fantastic for basketball. But it is interesting that Michael said it the other day. We talk about all these streaming services combining. The one thing that everybody seems to be able to be willing to spend a lot on is live sports, and the NBA is having this bidding war between NBC and TNT is
now
quite
is TNT a CBS vehicle?
It's Turner,
but is it has any? Because I know they do college basketball, right? The tournament when it goes to like True TV, that's all part of the Turner umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. So how could they take the announcers? Like if you lose. Doing baseball, doing some of the college basketball, they might not be able to take all the play-by-play guys.
It would be interesting to see how it all goes.
We don't know where people's contracts are.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, maybe the contracts coincide, but again, if you're a Turner and you do baseball and you do tournament stuff, your contract might still be going on. It's interesting. And it'll be good to get NBC back in, but
that part's
this also
fun,
opens
but
the door now. Will Peacock be getting games, and will part of that package maybe be a playoff series on Peacock or playoff games on Peacock?
I just don't want to say goodbye to Inside. Big fan. It was interesting because Knicks fans are so mad at Inside the NBA right now, but don't you got to see the forest through the trees. This is the best studio show in the history of sports. So if this is in fact the end, guys... Which I guess what? The Western Conference Finals would be the end of the line?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
Now, how about this, Peter? You hire everybody but Ernie, because Ernie won't leave Turner, and Bob Costas becomes the host. Wow. How do you think that could work? Bob is controversial. Bob is opinionated. He knows how to bring the best out of people.
But
like,
that's not what that job is.
No,
that job is not to be opinionated and controversial. That job is to set up. You're just setting up the funny.
But what I mean is that Bob could do that.
I don't think that's the job they'd give Bob, though.
You see that?
I think Bob would host on site and things like that.
Okay.
And I think your in-studio host would probably, my guess would be somebody younger. That's my guess. They'd go a little younger.
The other cool part about what they've done is now, like, because Shaq and Chuck have kind of taken a liking to hockey. Like, they've walked onto that set, and of course they're both working now on kind of similar days, and Shaq's walked on, called himself Shaq Hyman, and he's walked on and he's done stuff with the NHL guys. And Chuck
They've
says,
had nice crossover.
The NBA games are so boring. I just want to come over here and talk hockey with you guys, guaranteeing Toronto Maple Leafs wins. And the Oilers and Zach Hyman actually autographed a double or triple XL jersey of Zach Hyman and signed it for Shaq.
That's all. And Charles has been a fan of like all sports for a long time.
Well, Charles goes, I want a McDavid and Draisaitl jersey, and Shaq said, I'll pay you guys to not send it to him. Whatever you need.
They really are the best. Everything they do has just worked out. I mean, they do so many little funny things. The other day, I turn on before the Knicks. Was it yesterday? Yeah, before the Knicks game. I forgot to watch pregame. I was busy. And I turn on right 5 minutes before the Knicks game start. And it's just a bunch of pug puppies running on the set.
That's adorable.
I go, what's happening? Shaq seems unamused, but Charles and Kenny were into it.
And you know how many times that I have stumbled upon a Steven Seagal Under Siege movie? Because the last time I had the TV
on, it was TNT at 1 a.m.
And then I turned the TV on, and I'll get sucked into movie from the 90s because TNT was still on.
I don't mean to be overly nostalgic, and I know I've been saying this a lot, but like the truth is, if they lose it, in a lot of ways, you know, our relationship with Turner Sports will kind of, you know, the baseball thing's limited. So like, it's just the end of such an era if that were to happen.
There was one more thing I wanted to get to with Peter specifically.
You can do it.
Don, we've talked about it a bunch.
Okay.
But obviously,
sounds like a talkie.
Yes, but Arizona has moved to Utah. Oh, Coyotes are no more.
I can't wait.
And their ownership group, Smith Entertainment Group, actually put out a survey so fans can pick what the new team name is. And it started with 20 names. Yeah. And it's going to get knocked down over time. And then they're not actually going to just go by Utah this year so they can get the branding right, which I guess is cool. Peter, your team has gone through something similar of recent on the football side. So I'm just going to rattle off these names, Peter.
Right.
Just off the
I'll
top of your head.
One.
I know you've seen it, but
yeah.
What, like yay or nay? Like okay. Yes, no, like it should be in the series,
yes,
right?
No, maybe so. Go
so
ahead.
Utah. Frost.
No.
Ice.
No.
Powder.
No.
Mountaineers.
No.
Freeze.
Maybe.
Mammoth.
No.
Black Diamonds.
No.
Blast.
Maybe.
Caribou.
No.
Blizzard.
No.
Swarm.
Maybe.
Hive.
No.
Outlaws.
No.
Yeti.
No.
Squall.
Absolutely not.
I think that one was just for you. Fury.
No.
Glaciers.
No.
Canyons.
No.
Venom.
No.
And your personal favorite, Hockey Club.
Is that really one?
And there is one. That is one of the options.
No. So what are the three I said maybe to?
You went back. I think you said Swarm you were okay with.
Freeze was a maybe.
Yeah.
Freeze was a maybe.
Freeze, Swarm, and Fury.
And Fury?
And there were the three.
You know why I don't mind Freeze? It kind of goes well with Jazz. The Jazz
Ooh.
And the Freeze, it kind of plays together.
Nice.
I don't hate that. Okay. I don't hate that.
So you can go vote, guys. Take a look at it online. You'll be able to vote.
Utah,
that's going to do it for ENN.
State of the Union.
Brought to you by Security Dodge Shop. 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Memorial Day sales event.
Goodbye, everyone.
Fantastic job, of course. Rangers hockey is coming up next. Game 3 right here on 98.7. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.